8. God the Sevenfold. Human beings and similar finite creatures are simply so far away from paradise deity that they need a ladder to get there. Because of this, the Universal Father has provided just such a ladder. He has made it possible for creatures to approach him in 7 steps. Here are the steps. 1. The Paradise Creator Sons. 2. The Ancients of Days. 3. The 7 Master Spirits. 4. The Supreme Being. 5. God the Spirit. 6. God the Son. 7. God the Father. This is how God works in time and space. This is how He works in the 7 super universes. It is through these 7 steps that human beings can eventually get to the presence of God, who is Spirit. This sevenfold deity is deity as man comes in contact with deity on the way to paradise. The work that is done by this sevenfold deity adds up to the growing power of the Supreme Being. As human beings come in contact with God the Sevenfold, they start out by discovering and recognizing the divinity of the Creator Son of their local universe. Later on, they reach the Ancients of Days of their super-universe. Then they encounter some one of the 7 Master Spirits, the one who supervises the super-universe the Ascender came from. Finally, the Ascender attains the Universal Father on Paradise. You will remember that the Grand Universe is made up of Havona plus the 7 super-universes. Well, Deity is working in the Grand Universe in 3 different ways, and all of them at the same time. First of all, the Paradise Trinity is working in the Grand Universe. Here the Trinity is working down on the finite level, working in relation to the Supreme, so we call this the working of the Trinity of Supremacy. The Trinity of Supremacy is the Paradise Trinity of Father, Son, and Spirit working on the finite level. Now the Supreme Being is also working in the Grand Universe. This is the second way in which Deity is in action on the finite level. Third and last, God the Sevenfold is at work in the Grand Universe. So we say that the Grand Universe is a threefold deity domain. 3 deities are working here: the Trinity of Supremacy, God the Sevenfold, and the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being is especially involved in all this work. First of all, he gets his personality and spirit attributes from the Paradise Trinity. This is the spirit person of God the Supreme in Havona. But he gets his growing power as the Almighty Ruler of the super universes from somewhere else. This Almighty power is building up through all the work of 3 groups who belong to God the Sevenfold: the Creator Sons, the Ancients of Days, and the 7 Master Spirits. The Supreme Being is the immediate God of evolutionary creatures. He evolves just as these creatures evolve. His power as Almighty grows right along with the growth of the creatures of the 7 super universes. This Almighty power of the Supreme and the Spirit Person of the Supreme are becoming one and the same reality. Both are coming together in a complete and final union as the Supreme Being. We have already told you how human beings are helped to climb up to God by the ladder of God the Sevenfold. The Creator Sons start out helping human beings on this long journey from death to immortality. In this way, a finite creature eventually can attain the embrace of the infinite, can find God the Father on paradise. The Supreme Being is also concerned with the further and continuing growth of finite beings. He is trying to put everything finite together in such a way as to build a bridge across from the finite to the absonite. He is trying to help finite creatures sometime try to reach up to absonite levels of existence. If they can ever get to these absonite levels, then perhaps they can try to learn something about God the Ultimate. We think that this is going to take place a very long time from now, this climbing upward from the finite to the absonite. When this does take place, we feel that the Creator Sons and their associated divine ministers are going to take part in it. They may not always stay in the local universes, but we believe that the Ancients of Days and the 7 Master Spirits will always stay just where they are. They are the rulers of the 7 super universes. God the Sevenfold began to work when the 7 super universes were started. We think that the work of God the Sevenfold will someday expand out into the now uninhabited universes of outer space. There are four really big zones in outer space. They encircle the grand universe, and they get larger and larger the farther out you go. We call them the primary, secondary, tertiary, and quartan space levels. Sometime people are going to live out in these now uninhabited space levels. Government will be provided for them. Their inhabitants will stream inward to paradise in the search for deity. But it will be a somewhat different search for deity than the one that is going on now in the grand universe. Now creatures are making a finite and evolutionary approach to deity. Someday the outer spacers will try to make a more than finite approach to deity. They will try to make a transcendent and absonite approach to deity. They will be looking for the same deity, the Universal Father, but they will be looking for him on a new and higher level.